Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. Knock, knock.
Come in.
No.
Who's that?
That's not what you're supposed to say. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Centipede.
Centipede who?
Centipede down the chimney and now the fire won't start. I know. That's terrible. Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Welcome to our house.
That used to be my boy's favorite knock-knock joke at Christmas time. Yeah, they would tee-hee all the time.
Well, it still tickles my funny bone.
I know, it still makes me laugh.
But, yeah.
Well, we do have that middle school mentality.
Yes, we do.
You know, so.
Pot of humor.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then, along those same lines.
Here we go.
Here we go, yeah. The top 10 ways to tell that Santa Claus works in upper management.
Okay.
All right.
I can't wait.
Oh, yes. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Number 10.
Yes.
He is the only elf that can miss a mandatory meeting and still keep his job.
Yes.
Yes.
That is correct.
That is a true.
The only elf.
He is the only elf that can do that. Right. Yeah. Number 9. His nose is red, not Rudolph's. Yeah. Just a little deep in the trough.
Yep. My snoot a little deep. Yep.
All right. Number 8. Mm-hmm. He would rather crawl down the chimney in the middle of the night than risk waking up his wife.
Isn't that the truth?
Shh. Be very, very quiet. Yeah. That reminds me of Baxter Black's poem, the one about him coming home late and slipping and falling on the whiskey bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all the Band-Aids.
Yeah, and all the Band-Aids were on the mirror the next morning.
Yep.
Number 7. He tells his wife he has been out all night with flying reindeer, elves, and other fictional characters.
Other fictional characters.
Right, yeah. Honest.
Yeah.
Honest, honey.
Well, we all know life is weirder than fiction.
Well, yeah, truth is stranger than fiction, isn't it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number 6, he only works one night a year.
Very hard, yes.
Right, so anyway, he definitely is an upper management there, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Number 5, he usually misses the next day at work after the company Christmas party. Because of the brown bottle flu.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I promise I'll never do that again.
I'm never doing that again. Next Christmas. Woohoo.
Ooh, okay. Yee-haw.
Number 4. He fired Blitzen because he ate the last brownie in the break room.
Ooh, that's a unpardonable sin.
That is a cardinal sin, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Or you ate someone's unlabeled sandwich in the refrigerator.
There you go.
Right? Yeah. One or the other. All right. Number 3. The elves do all the work, but the fat guy in the suit gets all the credit.
Yeah.
All the money and the credit. Gets the money, too. Yeah. Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So what's the deal with that?
I've asked that question many times.
All right. Yeah.
Many times.
That is proof. All right.
Yes.
Right there. All right. Number 2. He moved to the North Pole to avoid paying taxes.
There you go.
You got to know that that's the truth, isn't it?
It is.
All right.
Absolutely.
Okay. And the number 1 way to tell that Santa Claus works in upper management?
Yeah.
He knows where all the bad girls live.
There you have it.
Oh, dear.
Checked her down to the car.
Yeah, right.
Upper management
material. Hey, we've got a great show coming at us.
Mm-hmm.
RW and Mary Kay are riding along with us. Yvonne Hollenbeck has some poetry.
Nice.
We have Bob Rivers. We have Susie Bogus, cast of Bonanza.
Yeah.
But we're going to start with Brent Hill. Yeah, Christmas in the Bunkhouse.
toys on his mouth harp, blowing jingle bells. Road to town's blowed over, and it's probably just as well. We've all stuffed our gizzards on bottled rye and sage grass. We're playing cards and shooting pool. It's Christmas in the bunkhouse. There's a line of holy stockings hanging on the hearth. We've even perched a pinion tree and dressed it with our scarves. The old north winds are blowing, no one's headed for the outhouse. So fill your cup and roll the dice, it's Christmas in the bunkhouse. Poncho's singing Navidad and he looks like he might cry. Shifty shuffling cards again with mischief in his eye. Trading spurs and wild rags and stories from the fun house. And everybody's welcome here, it's Christmas in the bunkhouse. There's a line of holy stockings hanging on the hearth. And popcorn on a pinion tree with polka paisley scarves. Tomorrow's Christmas morning, we'll all be out feeding calves. Tonight we're all celebrating Christmas in the bunkhouse. About at midnight, old Cookie rings his bell. Tells us all to listen to a story he will tell. About the baby Jesus and the night that he was born. And the bunkhouse, it falls quiet at the stroke of Christmas morn. And we all wander to our sacks and say a Christmas prayer. Thank the Lord for all we got and letting us live out here. And pretty soon nothing's moving but a hungry field mouse. Merry Christmas one and all and good night from the bunkhouse. Merry Christmas one and all and good night from the bunkhouse.
Oh yeah, Christmas in the bunkhouse.
Hey.
Yeah, betcha. Good stuff from our buddy Brent Hill.
Yeah.
The genesis of that song actually came from he and I and Will, my son, mm-hmm. and Eric Olson spent a night in the MC bunkhouse.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, in Adel, Oregon. And Brent got to thinking about spending Christmas in the bunkhouse. Yeah. But it was in the middle of the summer, and it was hotter than
the hub.
It was hotter than a bakery oven door, and Will had broken his leg, and the night before at the Adel store, we had we eaten jalapeno cheeseburgers.
That's right. I remember the story now.
And all night long, you could hear Will go thump, 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 thump from one end of the bunkhouse to the outhouse. All night long.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. There were
it was good.
Jalapeno cheeseburger nightmares all night long. Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, that's where the song comes from. Christmas in the bunkhouse.
I like Christmas in the bunkhouse.
Yeah, I do too. Oh, and by the way, welcome to Clear Out West Radio Show. Yeah.
By the way,
sure glad you're riding along with us. Yeah. This is our pre-Christmas show.
Well, it truly is, but I think you need to pull out the poem where you think Santa Claus is a farrier.
You know what? It's coming.
Oh, it's in there.
Cowpoke poetry this week.
I mean, I got to wait.
You're going to have to wait.
Oh, come on, man.
10, 15 minutes. Come on, man. Really?
Are you killing me now?
Speaking of poems.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to try and throw this out if I can remember it.
Okay.
Way back when we were kids, mom and dad ran across a poem that they transcribed onto the back of some scraps of wallpaper.
Mm-hmm.
And then they burned the edges, you know, and they rolled them up and they gave them out as their Christmas cards
right.
that year. Now, if I remember this correctly, the poem starts out, Money's scarce, times are hard. Here's your damned old Christmas card. And then it goes on after that. It says, I'm writing you this note to remind you that inflation has taken away the things that I hold most essential. My workshop, my reindeer and sleigh. Now I make my rounds on a donkey. He's old, he's crippled and slow. So you'll know if you don't see me at Christmas this year that I'm out on my ass in the snow.
I do remember that, yeah.
Our parents had a great sense of humor, and only in small-town America,
right?
Yeah, they handed those out, and then Mom recalled not too long after they gave those Christmas cards out, she ran into an old feller at Clark's General Store, the grocery store there in Oakley, and he offered her $20 to help us get to help us get through Christmas.
That's right.
Yeah, he missed the whole joke.
You missed the whole.
But bless his heart.
Well, yeah, that's a tribute.
It is, isn't it?
What the season's all about too.
That is small town America.
Yeah.
Christmas in a nutshell.
Here's
$20. I want to give you this, just to help you guys get through Christmas this year. Yeah, and of course, Mom didn't take the money, but she tried to explain to him what that was all about
this
and everything.
Tongue
but
cheek stuff
he was very serious.
Yeah.
That is awesome, isn't it? That is good stuff. Yep. Well, this is our pre-Christmas show, and we're going to ditch out to a commercial. Mm-hmm. And when we come back, Susie Bogus is going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a 1-year, 4-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.